Okay. There we go. Okay. Welcome to the Ruddy Russ and the Boys podcast. Today is September 23rd, 2021.
That's why I had to
get I didn't have the year. Yeah. I was really good about it last time. Today, not so much.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We are in a different setting today.
We're in my house.
The Lon and Mary abode.
We got new acoustics.
Yeah. You know, we got the cars driving by. We got Mike. Mike made it out here. Let's get into that a little bit. So just for a little background, we all planned to come here like yesterday. Well, at least I planned to come here yesterday. Mm-hmm. Mike signed up to come here.
Yeah, you know, I saw you say at 9. I'm like, all right, Nick's saying 9.
But the message.
That's fine. I didn't read the whole thing. I'm like, I saw a time. I'm like, all right. And then all of a sudden, Lon's saying, yeah, come by whenever. I'm like, why would Lon be saying come by whenever to Rouse's house to Rouse? So I'm like, what the fuck did I miss?
Yeah.
And then I read the messages. I'm like, son
the
of
message
bitch.
Above it was at Melonheads. That was the whole thing.
Also, I kind of forgot you moved out here.
Yeah. Thought I lived with Rouse.
No, I didn't think that. I was just like, oh yeah, he lives out in fucking middle of nowhere now.
I mean, this is technically not the middle of nowhere. This is still Erie County.
Is it south of nowhere?
Is this Erie County?
Yeah. It is south.
Jesus Christ.
We are like, you could throw a rock and be in Wyoming County. You're not quite there yet, though.
Damn.
They're not white trash like I'm white trash.
I was gonna try and get it there somehow. I'm glad you put it there. But the best part was that you just showed up out of nowhere, and like we had just received a call, which, spoiler alert, we have 2 in-person guests coming later this episode.
Maybe. Allegedly.
Yeah. Maybe.
Supposing
we might add them in post.
Yes. Long enough. Yeah. I'll cut in their responses to everything that I said.
What's your take on cannibals?
We can just pose questions to them and then just poorly edit it.
What's your take on cannibals?
Pause.
You can cut it at your pause.
But back on the mic story, they called me and said that, because I'm not revealing their names yet. Maybe people don't know. Maybe we'll build suspense, you know? I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's fucking the 2 remaining living members of the Beastie Boys. Like, who even knows, you know?
Are there only 2 left?
Yeah, one of them died.
Not MCA.
Dick would know.
That's all it is. Mike D.
Yeah,
and the other one.
It's only 3 people.
But, like, they called me and said that they're going to come late. So we're just going to start late. But Mike just randomly showed up. So we had to adjust. But we're adjusting. You know, we're a versatile show here.
We're adaptable.
You know? Yeah, we're an adaptable crew. All right. So we were teasing this. We were kind of getting this a little bit earlier. Let's talk about me almost fighting an old man.
You're starting from the bottom of the list.
I really wanted to talk about this.
Right.
This is the only topic on here that pertains to me. I'm blowing my load right now.
You go in any order. The list means nothing.
Cross.
The list is a guideline.
So we went to a Bills game, and our friend who shall remain nameless got very drunk, and he was yelling out a jeer, I guess would be the word, that also I'm not going to repeat, but it was derogatory against the quarterback of the Steelers because of some of his actions outside of the football field. I think you get what I'm talking about.
I feel like that's not unreasonable. He's kind of a piece of shit.
It's the truth.
He's a piece of shit. It's absolutely the truth.
But that's
right?
Not the focus of this conversation.
Right? But we're getting there. You gotta build it up. You gotta get the fanfare. You know? You gotta build it up from the ground up. So he's yelling out these comments. We're sitting behind some Steelers fans. Just out of nowhere, this woman sitting in front of us. She basically was not even like affected by this. Like she didn't like turn around and like give a dirty look or anything. But you know, after repeated comments, she just turned around and grabbed our friend by the dick. And he was just like, "What the fuck? You've escalated this."
That is not what I was expecting.
You took that 5 levels. And so, like you know. Smartly, his girlfriend, like puts herself between the two,
hey,
you know?
Let's settle this down.
Yeah. And then, like, the girl, like, backed down after that, and she was like...
This keeps going the way
right?
that I don't expect
they,
to say
like, a, I don't know, maybe, like, 10, 15 minutes later, she's now apologizing to the girlfriend about her behavior after I'll always have to slide down a little bit to get our friend away from this girl. But then our friend later on starts jawing with another Steelers fan. Yes. Like, 4 people down.
Which,
I'm like, what are you doing?
Which does not surprise me in the least.
But so because he had to move down, I swapped spots with him. And this is where it gets a little interesting. So the girl, I believe this was her dad. Am I not sure
what the relationship was here.
The dad grabs your dick.
My dick was ungrabbed.
What we had was a girl, or a woman, and a woman who was older than her, but didn't look that much older. Where I'm like, that's her mom.
I don't know. I didn't get that.
And each of them were with a Steeler fan, male.
Yeah.
And yeah, this guy was just old as.
He might have been the oldest person.
He
was
like
65, and he was wearing
like 65 is not the oldest person in the stadium.
He had liver spots.
Listen, not a lot of old people are going to be coming out. 65 during COVID.
He was a lifetime of cigarettes. 65. Yeah. You know. So
you're saying he's actually 40 and just smoked a lot?
Maybe.
What's going on?
Maybe. So anyways,
maybe that was her brother. Yeah, I don't know.
So anyways, I had swapped spots with the person, my friend, you know, so that, you know, we could defuse the situation. And so it's the first half. The Bills are winning in the first half, you know. So this man, Steelers fan, very quiet, you know. And, you know, I'm cheering. I'm banging on the table. You know, I'm doing my thing. I'm getting into it, you know. Second half comes around. Steelers start doing stuff. And he starts turning around. He starts kind of talking to me, you know.
Which is fair, I guess.
I don't know, but I wasn't talking to him, though. You know, I was just cheering on. I wasn't initiating.
Just being a fan at a home game that's winning.
Yeah, like, you're the one wearing the Steelers jersey. I live here, you know? So my
favorite comment he made was with TJ Watt.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, you know, he's got a brother in the NFL, as if that makes him really good, that his brother's also in the NFL.
TJ Watt doesn't need... He doesn't need someone talking him up that he's related to someone that's good. TJ Watt is good in his own right.
I agree. But like his point was that like TJ Watt is so good that his brother is in the NFL, you know? Like I'm not following this line of logic, so I just immediately flip it around on a man. I'm like, well, Antonio Cromartie has 12 kids. So what does that mean? If we're spouting arbitrary facts, he must be super good.
He's the best player to ever live.
He's just pumping out NFL fuck.
And I don't think he knew how to react to that because he just turned around. But like clearly he clearly he knew that I was calling him out. So then he like turned around a few minutes later and he like said something to me. And he just like kept going. He like kept talking to me. I'm like, stop talking shit, man. And he turned around and he said something stupid. And I'm like, listen, dude, I understand dementia is tough on everyone, but I'm gonna need you to turn the fuck around. dude, like everyone around me was just like, that was fucking so good. Long story short, I didn't fight the man. I think the dementia comment really, really got him down.
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
Ooh, yeah. But yeah, I almost got into a fight with this man.
Sometimes you gotta fight old people, you know.
They say dementia starts when you're 40. Like, in
so
your 40s.
This guy might have been 40.
He's probably a good 20 years into it at that point, you know?
If you don't actively, like, work your brain, that dementia starts to degrade your brain, or Alzheimer's, or whatever. Everybody,
like you're just picking different things now.
No, he was a Steelers fan from Ohio, Alzheimer's, so his brain was not being used a whole lot.
That's a good point. Got him. That's a good point. Fuck the Steelers, although they did win. But, you know, that's beside the
point. I can't get over Rapolts are Steelers fans.
What can you do? They live out there.
They just like quarterbacks that are rapists, you know.
That's what the friend was saying. I didn't want to come out and say it, but that's what he was saying.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't know. What can you do? Like, would I be a Bills fan if I didn't live in Buffalo? Probably not.
No, it's...
You know? It's like, where you're from. It's because you have the access. There's fucking Bills on the radio all the time, you know? It's just right there.
I mean, not that I listen to fucking Bills radio.
I could buy a Josh Allen t-shirt at fucking Tops.
That's very true.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know. What are the topics we got? I mean, anything off the cuff here before we get into the...
I want to talk about this man. This man... Sure. This man and his name. This is the silliest name I've ever heard, and this man's name is Jotham. It's like if you were to try to be silly about it, you might have met him in real life. No, I haven't met him in real life.
Because what if it's like Jotham? Like
no,
a
cool it's Jotham.
Yeah. What if it's like Norse? Yeah.
I know yo, what?
Like Norse, like Jotham. You
it's
know?
Not Jotham. I know his name.
How
to
do you
be
know?
Jotham.
Does it have
because
you know?
It's he's like a friend or like the boyfriend of a friend of my girlfriend.
Oh wow, so it's like a real
it's
person
a real person.
In your life.
This is not just a
can
name.
Can you bring
I've
him
heard.
Here? Can you call him?
I don't want to bring.
Can we get Jotham here? I'm gonna call him Jotham.
I can't call him. A, I can't call him. And B, I don't, from the stories I've heard of this man named Jotham.
Jotham.
But I just feel like the man, the man named Jotham could be like a book title or something.
That's true.
It sounds like it'd be like an Archie comic or something.
My brother Sam is dead. Part two. A man named Jotham.
Or like the title of a chapter.
Can you tell some stories about this man?
No, I don't have any other stories other than just his name, but I just wanted to bring that up because we were talking about how silly.
Can we get him on?
We'll make some Chronicles. Can we call him? The Chronicles of Jotham.
He sucks, from what I understand.
It sucks in what way?
Is he just
grimy?
No, well, yeah, he's got some level of grime, and like he sucks as bad. He's like the kind of person you might imagine a man named Jotham to be.
I truly have no point of reference for this.
I don't know. I didn't know how to take it. I didn't know if it was a good thing or a bad thing.
I'm running low on real life Chapin's creativity. Get some stories, and this will be my next project. A man named Jotham.
How are you doing in real life Chapin's now that Lucas is dead? Do you just not have Chapin's anymore?
It's become
a ghost story now.
Yeah, now it's all really fictional.
It's like a, what's that, Weekend at Bernie's situation?
Oh my God. I should do an episode.
Just got cranes holding up.
I should do an episode like that.
You should, where like everyone thinks he's dead, but he actually just like he's too much.
He's got the itis. He's just passed out.
He's got the itis.
And I like the idea of like using cranes to like prop him up. Because no humans, we can't do this with marionette puppets. We're gonna have to get some power tools in here. Get some levies.
That's wild.
Cranes.
What nationality is this Jotham man? He's just like a.
It's
true.
He's like a white
American guy. Are just weird hippies or something.
Oh,
professors
geez.
Or some shit. They're just.
They're trying to be creative.
Yeah, they're like, this has never been a name before.
This came to me.
I don't know, dude. Because like, I email people from like all over the world now. Like, I look like freight from fucking everywhere. You know, I email guys from Italy all the time, and I come into contact with some crazy ass fucking names. But like, that's not that crazy.
Yeah, but those are just foreign names.
And Italian names just end in a vowel. And that's what makes them weird.
There's this guy from China.
Names with a vowel.
That's true. There's this guy from China that I email all the time, and his name is Man Ho. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And my favorite thing is like when I start an email to him, I'm like, hi, man.
Hey, man.
Man-ho.
Or is his name Ho? Is it one of those countries where your given name is
second? It's probably his last name.
Ho, man.
So you should probably be starting your emails to this guy. What's up, Ho?
Hey, Ho.
What up, Ho?
That's a good point. Because I'm just like emailing so many people who's just like their first and last names are just unrecognizable fucking words to me. They're like, I'm not gonna pick out which one I want to address. You know, it's bad enough because like on our email, it's like our last name is it's like our last name comma our first is how it shows up. So everyone always calls me Rouse in these emails. Like, hello, Rouse. Like, what are you, my gym teacher?
It's fair because that's what everybody else calls you now.
Yeah, that's right. That's become my identity.
When I was at Roswell, there was this worthless piece of shit we worked with named Viking Todd.
What?
Like
his nickname was Viking Todd?
No, his first name was Viking. His last name was Todd.
That's sweet, dude.
The best
that's like
part
Sweeney
was,
Todd, but
the
cool.
best part was his name, and it was all downhill from there. Just a worthless person.
Well, how do you really live a regular life with the name Viking as
that's
your
fair.
First
that's,
name?
That's
you live as a Viking.
Said.
You have to live as
yeah,
a Viking.
Like he was,
I mean, he's a big motherfucker, and he could cause a ruckus, but in his old age, he just kind of became fat.
That guy should always be walking around to the Immigrant Song playing. Like, that's just
true.
All I
yeah,
picture.
Just
with
coming
name.
From the line
yeah.
to the ice of snow. Yeah.
Yep, that's all that he is.
But the thing is, it would always be Todd, comma Viking, so everyone would just always send him emails calling him Todd.
That's so lame.
I thought it was hilarious, though, because he got wildly pissed. He's like, they should know by now. I've been working here for X amount of years.
How
like,
many
no
Vikings
one cares who you are. You're worthless. That guy sucks.
Paul's name was almost Thor. This
I know,
this
that
is a story
good.
That everyone tells all the time.
It is.
Imagine that. Imagine
I mean,
Paul's
has that
name
been told
was
on
Thor.
The, on the cast
would
before?
We even... Would
is
we
this
even,
news to the listeners?
If Paul's name was Thor, would he even know us? I feel like he'd just be super famous.
No.
I also
I mean,
like
maybe
you know John.
I also like that his other name would have been Herbert.
Herman. Yes.
Herman.
Yeah.
Thor or Herman.
Yeah.
That's
Thor,
it.
Thor Herman
Well,
Rachel.
How do you I don't know.
It's both ends of the spectrum. That's wildly boring and
incredibly
fucking,
interesting.
And, yeah.
Yeah. How did they just pick Paul?
It's like, eh,
we're going to go safe.
We're just going to go regular. We're just going to go regular. Just so no one's going to have any thoughts about one way or the other.
With Paul. How is that a compromise from Thor and Herman?
Because it's a regular name. Both of those names are ridiculous.
That's true. Equivalently ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But Paul is a ridiculous name for a kid. That's a Family Guy joke. That's
All right. My mom has a cat named Jeff.
That's good.
With a G?
J.
Geoff.
Geef. I know a guy who goes by Geoff, whose name is spelled like... He gets mad when you...
Geoff.
Well, he doesn't know. He goes by Geo, not Geoff. He's not a fucking psychopath.
Yeah, this guy is a psychopath.
he goes by Geoff?
Yeah, he goes by G. He gets mad when you call him Jeff. He's like, no, it's Geoff. I'm like,
Well, are you sure he's not doing a bit, though? Because I would absolutely do that.
He's not doing a bit, I promise.
Yeah, but
I've known this man.
He might just go home and then look in the mirror and laugh at himself. He's like, oh,
if this is some elaborate thing...
Like the long con.
That's what I'm saying.
I hope it is. If it's a long con, I would love to be long con.
Just
one time.
Just right
before... Mike tried to long con me, but it terribly failed. I knew it was him the whole time.
You didn't know the whole time.
I knew the whole time.
No, you didn't.
I had a if okay. I
were
didn't
you doing
know.
A Lucas thing to him? Or
you did the starfish thing.
Asses.
You did the starfish thing.
Oh yeah.
I didn't know it was you, but like if I had to guess who it was every time, I was like, it's obviously you.
You were doing them. You started doing them too often. I think was the problem.
No, Sierra wanted to do that.
I enjoyed how
like no, we're gonna run out of asses if I do
it. Was entertaining nonetheless.
It was. You know, it became a thing. I was posting when everyone was a part of it.
You should've...
I like how you because she went out the one night when you were getting them from me. And she came back in, and he's like, he likes getting them.
It was kind of funny. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, oh, shit. I don't know. It's very unique. All right. What else we fucking got? We've talked about... We talk about, like, the same two things in this podcast. It's crazy names and food. I don't know. What else we got? Mike, why don't you talk about one of yours? You got
okay.
a bunch here.
So, normally I do the articles. I don't have them this week. But something that I would have came up with an article that... I mean, I don't know. Christina can confirm because she's been listening back to these. I may have made this up before. They're making a Mario movie again.
Live action?
No, animated. But they have announced
the cast.
I want another
live action.
I was going to say, I want people that look like fucking...
I want Danny DeVito. There's nobody else.
I was going to say...
You are so close, Ralph.
There's nobody else
so
to
they've
cast.
Announced,
Baby Bowser?
They've announced
I want
the
some Ron
cast.
Jeremy lookalikes. Fuck yeah.
So, Chris Pratt's going to be Mario.
That's stupid.
That's
what?
That's terrible. Oh, wait, no, his voice,
fat,
though?
Yeah, ugly,
yeah.
Hairy.
Yeah, it's all animated. So he's going to voice
over. Is he going to have an Italian accent?
I don't know.
He better.
It's me, Mario.
I would hope so.
They should voice it with
Anya
the same
Taylor
voice.
Anya Taylor-Joy
okay.
is going to be
Who?
Princess Peach.
Anya Taylor-Joy. She was in
from,
Split. And she was in that chess show on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Is she the kid that's the young one?
Yeah, well, then, no, she's the adult version. You know, what's
I never watched
what's
it.
The
I only saw
thing?
The...
What's the thing? What's that?
It's Queen's Gambit you're talking
Gambit.
About, right?
Yeah,
I only
her.
Ever
the
saw
the
film.
She's got like a fish face.
Yeah, but I've never...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. So she's playing Peach. Charlie Day is voicing Luigi.
Big fan of that.
Good. That's good.
Anything that
has
Charlie
good.
Day in it, I'm
But
a
especially
fan
as Luigi.
Yeah.
Not even like the main... Luigi's just there to like...
Jack Black is Bowser.
I also
okay,
like anything
yeah,
with Jack
yeah,
Black.
Yeah, all right, that's good.
Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
That's good, also.
Keegan-Michael Key as Toad.
Nice. That's also fucking the best.
Holy shit, that's funny.
I don't know if it is, though. I feel like he's got to be more... I don't hate Keegan-Michael Key's voice enough for him to be Toad.
But I hope that they don't
make
him... He
needs to be someone that
like,
I can't handle listening to.
Well, I think they should make him like a not-conventional Toad. You know?
I think that's what
true.
He's going to
well,
go for, an unconventional
That's exactly
toad.
What he does
yeah.
everything, is unconventional.
And a couple other, like, I guess cameos or smaller roles. Kevin Michael Richardson, I'm not
Who's
really
that?
Sure who that is being Kamek, the wizard thing.
It sounds,
I don't know.
And then Sebastian
familiar.
Maniscalco, stand-up comedian,
oh,
is
that
playing
guy's funny.
Spike, the football player Chargers
yeah,
from
yeah,
Super Mario
yeah.
World.
Yeah.
No Wario yet. I don't know if he's going to be there. I'm
Wario.
Hoping Danny DeVito plays Wario. Because that would be great. Like,
yeah. There's not.
Luigi.
There's never been a better cast.
Marvel bang some holes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. That'd be perfect.
And then, I don't know.
I got
Waluigi.
My Magnum condoms.
From a Mario dog.
A rated R Mario movie.
Shit.
With Danny DeVito.
And then, I don't know who could be Waluigi.
I don't know.
Who's the other guy from fucking Sunny?
I don't think either of them would be a good Waluigi.
Dennis would make a good Waluigi.
Charlie was being Waluigi too. That'd be even better.
the whole movie is Charlie Day and fucking Danny.
Maybe
Vito.
They could get a D to be Waluigi.
Did you see? I shared this thing on Facebook a long time ago. I never share things on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's like the last thing that I shared. This was like March, and it was it was a meme thing, but it was like formatted like a serious suggestion for a movie. And they're like, what if they did like Fantastic Four? And like
that.
Rob McElhenney played Mr. Fantastic. Like, oh, okay. And then like Caitlin Olsen, who is D, would be Sue Storm. You're like, all right, weird cast, you know. And then you're like Danny DeVito as the Thing, and you're like, oh, I see where this is going. And then they're like Dennis as Doctor Doom. And then Charlie Day is the fucking Human Torch. I would watch that.
I'd be about that movie. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
They
though.
Should
that
just
does
do that as
freak.
A Sunny episode.
I'm surprised they haven't done something.
The gang
like that.
Makes Fantastic Four since they can't do Lethal Weapon or something. Yes!
That honestly, if you made that article up, I would have.
You would have thought
that.
I made
that
up.
Sounds
yeah.
fake.
Because I'm pretty sure I did something similar like that. Or I know I've been like preaching on Twitter for years. They should do a Nintendo Cinematic Universe,
an MCU, if you will.
Yes, leading to Super Smash Bros. This is the first step.
I don't know. We talked at length about the one Mario movie.
Because I remember one time Paul was watching it on Plex. Yeah. And he had never seen it before. So he's like, live.
Well, and he was shitcocked. So he's just like, this is fucking retarded,
I don't know if
it was
Discord or GroupMe back then. But he's like live basically tweeting his reaction to it in our group text.
Like, yeah, everyone
like,
knows
what
it sucks.
The fuck? They're dinosaurs?
That was weird that there were dinosaurs. It was stupid. It was terrible. There was also like a weird like romance part, and it was like
I hope they make a reference to that movie at some point though.
I cannot get the image of the fucking the Goombas out of my head.
Those were a disturbing.
It was
looking.
A disturbing sight.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I like the part where they like are going in the car and they like get caught by the fungus and you're like, I feel like a booger. Like that's exactly what this movie was. Oof. A booger.
Unconventional toad is a man. All right, Lon, let's talk about these king size beds. I know where this is going.
I want to talk about. Okay, so I recently got a king size bed.
Is that the best?
It's the pinnacle of luxury. When I moved in, I got a king size bed. Oh, I had a queen size bed for most of my life, and it's just crazy. I can I can literally starfish and just rotate. I can sleep in any direction, and I fit perfectly on the bed. At no point does any part of my body hang off the side of the bed unless I want it to.
I have one.
And you can roll all around. It's like you're on just an open, plain floor with bed. Highly recommend.
That's what I never slept in a queen size bed until I bought my house and I bought a queen size bed so I could sleep in one.
Mm-hmm.
And I only sleep on the edge, anyways.
I do the same.
I do the same thing on my king size bed.
Yeah, I still have a side on my king size bed, even though it's just been me in there for almost a year now.
It feels like weird sleeping in the middle. You know, you're like, I don't. This is too much freedom.
But what I do is now I sleep cocked to the side.
Yeah.
I'm at a diagonal now. Let's
pop a little.
I'm at a diagonal.
I don't know what that is.
That was weird. I'm at a diagonal. So, like, my head is on the edge, and then my feet are way off at the other corner. But
yeah, if it's hot in the summer, I'll go diagonal. But vast majority of the time, I'm, like, right on a fucking edge of the bed. That's about it.
There's more real estate than I could ever imagine.
I think if cell phones didn't exist, that I would sleep in the middle, no problem. Because that's the problem, is I want to roll over or I want to grab the phone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like I have alarm clocks, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like pre-phone.
That's fair. I don't know. I've
And pre that, you had to punch the
I basically have had a
keep in your room.
I had a rooster. That was a sad day when the rooster went away.
Hmm.
First, Guinness tried to kill it, and then Joey sold it to some yuppies in East Aurora. Sad days. Pour some out.
Pour it out. Can you pour it out?
You gotta pour some out for Thunder.
When Sand Lee died, we kept trying to ask Lucas to let us pour out beers on his floor in his rug. And he kept saying no, but I think I do. I think I wound up doing it anyways.
He doesn't live there anymore. It doesn't matter.
I think I've slept on a queen-size bed, like, 3 times.
What? You don't have a queen?
I don't have
yours?
A queen. It's just a full.
It's a full?
Yeah. Because when we lived in Kenmore, Jake had a queen, and we couldn't even get it in. we had to get like a split box just to like.
I'm looking at houses and I don't want to give up my king. So like that's the first thing I think about is will my bed fit in this bedroom?
Seriously,
where can I put it? It's now, not. I don't even, have a box spring. I have an adjustable frame, so that's nice. Like that can condense and shit. I can get that up tight staircases.
Yeah,
and the mattress will fold and stuff. But if it doesn't fit in the room, I'm like, I'm not interested in this house.
Yeah, because like the mattress can bend. Like that was our problem. Is we like the box spring couldn't get up.
The box spring is a different story though.
My room upstairs, the outlets are perfectly spaced such that I can slide my king size bed in there, and it goes literally from like the cover of the outlet to outlet cover. It's perfectly lined up.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It is one of the few electrical things they did well in this house.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of it's okay, but some of it's...
I don't need all of these fucking...
I like the sconces.
I don't like the sconces. I do like the sconces.
It's giving us a personality.
They belong in the bathroom.
It would be cooler if it was these, you know, like in whatever the words is, these lights all the way down.
Recessed cans?
Recessed.
I hate recessed cans.
They look cool.
That's because you're an idiot.
No, recessed cans suck. They are inefficient lighting.
Your mother's inefficient.
They're inefficient lighting. One boob light does the same job of four recessed
cans. You don't have any boob lights.
There's one extra
boob light and it's off.
He's got a boob light above the sink.
Over the sink.
These are all half boobs, dude. All these sconces are half boobs.
So I've got three boobs
here. It's a top view of a boob.
Really wide space.
You got a profile boob.
Son of a bitch.
Well, that reminds me.
Go on.
I gotta get some Derp has like a boob light thing, but it's not really a boob. I mean, it's more a boob, but it's not a light.
Yeah.
And it's painted white, and I want to bring some pink paint and paint the nipple.
That's good. That's rich.
I also had plans to one weekend Derp had gone out of town, and I was gonna replace all the pictures of him and Satan with just pictures of me.
That's great.
Take them out of the
that's great.
Frames.
Just put yours in front. You don't need to have to go that far. Right.
Do you remember Operation Cock and Hole?
Oh, vaguely.
At Megan's?
Oh, no.
We were trying to put the chicken in the vent?
That's right. Yeah, she had chickens, and we stole a chicken from her yard. We were trying to get it. I do remember that now.
We got the chicken inside. The vent ran just straight down through the floor. There was a vent hole. You picked it up, and the other side was a basement. Or not the basement.
I forgot
the
first floor. That. We were hammered.
She hated us.
Yeah, I don't blame her. When I worked at Mighty Taco, our manager, Jaron, we used to, like, go to his house, and, like, it was a thing that, like, every time we would see him, we would, like, fuck with something, and, like, it got to the point where, like, he didn't want to, like, hang out with us outside of work because we were going to fuck with his car or something like that, and so the one day he moved, like, he moved apartments, and he's like, all right, you guys aren't going to fuck with me anymore, and I'm like, obviously we're going to figure out where you live. So, like, we heard him talking to, like, a customer or something about it. We're like, okay, we know it's this development. So we drove around until we saw his car. And then we walked up to the door and it was open. And we're like, oh, my God. And so it's Jared's house. We walked in, right now, there's pictures of Jared stuff. And we just, like flipped his pictures upside down and, like, changed his inputs on his TV and then left. And then just, like, made, like, a casual comment about it at work. And he's like... You know, like, he didn't say anything. He didn't want to show his hand, you know.
Thought maybe he got broken into
or some shit. All time. I guess I'm admitting to a B&E right now is what's happening.
You didn't do any. You just entered.
I just You're entered. To and I didn't break.
An E.
I didn't break. But I can't believe he found the man's house just based off of his car in this passing comment to a customer.
Just good. Yeah, I mean,
wild. Wild times. All right, Mike, you got like three more on here.
Did I write three more?
COVID outbreaks.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a teacher, as you guys know, and maybe people that listen. People are freaking out that there's outbreaks at school, mainly people I work with. And I'm like, what did you think was going to happen this year with us being in person? Like, especially with teenagers not being at the vaccination numbers as adults.
What school are you at?
I'd rather not say.
Yeah, it's probably a good
podcast. That's true. Yeah.
But no, it's just, it's spreading, and one of the teachers got sick, and people are just, like, acting like the sky's falling. I'm like, you're all idiots. You're all morons. And, I think I'm going to be back to virtual. Are you guys experiencing breakouts at your place? You're not even at.
We did, though. We actually
did? Is that why you're back?
We go into the office fucking once a week, And 3 weeks after I was in the office with this woman, I got an email saying, you were exposed. And I was like, well, that was 3 goddamn weeks ago.
It's already gone by now.
Yeah, if I got it, I would have been fine. And they're like, yeah, you know, we have to tell you. And I was like, you probably should have told me sooner.
I would have done something about it. You could have just swept this one out of the rug and wouldn't have been any different.
But yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I don't know.
I'm starting to see him at the hospital.
There's only 9 people at my workplace.
Oh, and so you're good.
I talked to 2 of them, so.
So far, the only outbreak's been in the 9th grade. I'm in the 10th grade, so I'm surprised, given how many, like, siblings are in my school, that it hasn't spread.
I graduated in the 9th grade, so I'm set.
Nice.
Clutch. Yeah, that was many years ago.
Damn.
But it's...
How old was I in 9th grade?
How long?
I'll be like 14.
I was gonna say the same age as everyone in ninth grade, probably, except for Ryan Nelson. He failed a few times.
Badass. Or Brandon Walter. Brandon Walter was always failing.
You're like 14 when it starts. Maybe?
You're supposed to be. Yeah.
Depends on when your birthday is.
I was definitely not.
Nelson was like 17.
Dude, I graduated high school at 17.
He was a year older.
So you may have been 13.
I turned 18.
He failed from above your guys' grade into my grade.
That's insane. You had an adult man in your 9th grade class.
If he failed one more time, they would have kicked him out because there's like not allowed to be 21 and in high school at the same time.
Ah.
And he was going to turn 21 the next year.
That's insane. So he graduated with you at like 20?
Yeah, he graduated with me. I carried him through a few classes.
That's a cool kid to have, though, you know, because he buys you beer like first year college.
Well, he bought us smokes. He wasn't.
Yeah, he buys you smokes like 10th grade. Yeah, that's clutch.
It was good. But
14, putting down cigs.
He's also a broken person, and I don't know where he lives anymore.
You know, the glugs of your water machine.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
What
is that
it?
One with a hot water and cold water feature?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
It came with the house. I was wondering why you had that.
Wow. It's because well water doesn't taste very good.
That's fair. It's very office-y.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning and be like, "Did you watch this the other night?"
When we put in our water filter at the Sportsman's, it was only like $400 or $500 total for everything.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just get one of those little fucking pitcher things?
That's not enough. That's Done just deal. A carbon filter.
Why don't you get 2 of those pitcher things?
Maybe a third one.
No, I'm going to get a whole setup. I just have to
get a Brita thing for the faucet and then the pitcher, double filter.
Done. There. I gotta find out where Tom got.
It was pretty much all on Amazon.
Oh, we got a 10-minute ETA from the surprise guests.
Nice. Really?
I'll
tell my other story.
How long have we been dogging?
We've been dogging 32 minutes.
And 9, 10, 11 seconds.
Well, Mike's got two more topics.
Yeah,
you
have anyone wrote
you got 2. I got Mike Comic Man.
Yeah. So I sold a comic.
Is that your alias?
I don't know, apparently.
I just wrote Comic Man.
So I finally sold one of these books I've been sitting on for a while. For like $400.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is.
What did you buy it for?
I bought it as part of a bundle for like $300.
The bundle was $300.
The bundle
and
was
you sold
$300.
The single for $400.
Yes, and I've since sold That's those other ones in the bundle because a lot of it was duplicates for like, I don't know, $60 or whatever for like a few books.
Even if you didn't sell them, you're still making a profit.
Yeah, and it was the first appearance of Venom. So I'm trying to sell my first Carnage 2 because that movie's coming. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for it.
You should hold on.
When that go up after the movie comes out?
I think they blow up when the trailers come out more than when the movie comes out. It depends.
What if the movie sucks?
Yeah, if the movie sucks, then it tanks. But
Also, you got to consider there's like a lot of the people watching the movies now don't even know what Carnage is. That's an unknown character to like you know people that are like 16 right now.
Yeah.
Well, never
even most
seen a
people, they're like, why are there 2 Venoms?
Yeah, any casual.
That's what somebody asked me the other day.
Lots of casuals out there.
I mean, really, if it worked for you being in the dog pile, I wouldn't know that Carnage is even a character anyways.
What?
And I'm 26.
Didn't you watch those cartoons?
The Spider-Man cartoons?
The Spider-Man cartoons?
I'm being contacted. I saw a headlight out there.
Oh, shit.
Show him.
He said 10 minutes away. 2 minutes ago.
I think
10
he just
minutes to find the place.
Ew.
Well, I don't know. Shalom.
You guys would not fucking believe it.
Just in the middle. So we got a live cast happening here.
Mystery guest.
All right.
Yeah, we're mid-cast. Sit down.
We got the boys.
Sit down
over
and
here.
Tell your story. Yeah, you don't sit too far on the end of those benches.
Well, I'm sitting on this
you into oblivion. Right.
You're right. Currently unknown guests. No one knows
yeah,
who
no
you
one
are.
Knows. Introduce yourself.
I'm Big Fucking Adam.
Big Fucking Adam.
Yeah.
In my phone, you're Adam, Big.
Well, Adam, Big Jesus.
Or is it big comma Adam?
Yeah.
Oh no, it was.
It
Adam
should be a big comma in the big comma.
Papadouche is also here.
Yeah, and Papadouche.
Yeah. Big douche. I like to call you, you guys are like a radio. Like a, I was saying this the other day.
It's
like
big Adam and the douche.
Big Adam and the douche sounds like a radio too. Hey, big Adam and the douche.
We're important.
Bagged. Oh yeah. No. We're not talking. That's not my name.
I don't want to be bagged.
That's exactly how it feels. Would you want to be known as Bag? Like, no. You already know. You already have your mileage.
He's known as Deuce.
Yeah, I know, but he picked so much worse.
He did that.
Bag. Like, it's like, I'm like his bag, like the fucking side. No.
That's true. You are like the side.
I used to a guy named Deuce.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want that.
Yeah, no, you don't want that.
So how was the drive? We already exhausted all the topics. We have been scavenging just
Mario
to fill
movie,
the air COVID for you
outbreak.
To
so, do
you have
man.
A thought on the Mario movie?
I didn't even know there
all
was
right,
a
let me hit
movie.
You with this real quick. What's your take on cannibalism?
Yeah, what's your take
on cannibalism? Oh, here we go.
Okay, you know what?
Rehashing.
So, I'm saying,
I've been asking too. Everybody this.
Yeah, no, if I was like, you know, needed to eat somebody because I'm starving,
right.
100%.
You go for it, right?
100%.
Yeah, you do it.
I feel like that's everyone's. That's
pretty much been everybody's.
Take, that's a very generic.
Did you guys
take.
See the art? I don't know. It's probably completely fake, but I read it online and it made me laugh. It was a couple got stuck in an elevator for 48 hours.
They eat each other?
The guy broke it 12 hours in the air.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep. He broke it. Yeah. He was a very large man. Like,
that's
he definitely looked like if I was.
Hours. I'm uncomfortable sitting next to you right now.
I'm just saying. I'm not that big.
You gotta
eat her? No.
12 hours.
He broke. He's like, I had to eat her. And, like, he had to kill her, then eat her. 12 hours.
Yeah, you can't eat a woman live.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
In an elevator.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
That's I'm jarred to my core.
I mean, so, like, I hope it was fake, but, like, I don't know if it was.
That is wild.
I want to hope it's real. Like, honestly, just...
I've seen the movie Devil by M. Night Shyamalan.
Exactly.
I know
like
crazy
that.
Things happen in
only
man.
It was just a fat man and his wife. And
right.
Well, it was his wife?
Yeah,
his
wife.
That's gotta be even harder to do.
I don't think it was that hard. He only waited 12 hours.
Maybe they already had a pact. Maybe
he got hungry at 6 hours and gave her a grace period since it was his wife. He's like, I better wait.
I didn't eat lunch today.
This is playing into what I was saying in the chat the other day. This is vetted meat now because he knows his wife. I don't want to eat shitty meat. I don't want to eat Lucas meat.
We were talking about this. Yeah, you never got to give your opinion on this.
Well, not on the cast, no.
Yeah.
But I'm of the opinion that I would rather eat a more in-shape person like an Evan as opposed to an out-of-shape person like a Lucas. Because Lucas is just a...
Dude, we're safe.
Not a healthy human being.
I thought I have enough marbling right here. Now,
it may be the case that Lucas's muscles are not nearly as worked and thus more tender, but I'm not concerned about tenderness. I'm concerned about...
What's in the muscle?
Yeah. It's like eating a... Like, if you shoot a deer and it's like... It's fucking... Half its face is rotten off and it's like missing pieces. You don't want to eat that fucking deer because it's got some sort of diseases and shit.
Oh,
you want a nice, healthy,
like
a strong of... fucking deer.
Yeah.
You eat that.
A beautiful, animal.
People,
you
want
to kill a beautiful animal.
I don't want
animal,
this slob. I want the peak performance. I want to eat Evan.
Right.
So how's the drive over, boys?
Well, you wouldn't believe there was a motorcycle and he hit a moose.
A moose?
I don't believe
no
we're in the United States
way.
Of America,
yes.
Buddy.
No, it happened. And the moose
this
just
is,
walked
this,
right
this
off.
This is actually an Adam topic.
Yeah, no, it walked
Adam
right
brought
off.
It, Adam brought
the
it
guy back. Definitely is dead, but the moose just walked right off.
No way.
Yeah way.
No way a moose walks
yes,
off.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Oh, are you kidding me? It's only a fucking motorcycle. Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar.
Moose aren't in New York.
I'm not familiar.
They're Adirondacks. Yeah, they're just, they're everywhere.
Fucking Derp and Tim went on a bike trip through like northern New York and Vermont and Maine and all this. And somewhere in Maine, they met this fucking Harley guy.
Sure.
Telling them stories of the road that are 90% made up because he's a fucking Harley guy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And he's like, something about, like, he told them he was flying through the road at like 100 miles an hour. No Harley has ever gone 100 miles an hour. They're fat pigs. And he's like, come out of nowhere, I hit this big old animal. And it drops to the knees and falls on top of me. Took 4 strong backs to lift this moose off of me. And
I call bullshit.
Blowing
that's
up all this thing.
Yeah, I call bullshit.
And we were sitting outside of Derp's house. And Adam could not for the life of him believe that this man killed a moose by hitting it with a motorcycle.
And he didn't die. Are
there's
you kidding
no
me?
Way that
and
he then, didn't.
No, there's no way. People then, in vehicle, like cars and trucks die from hitting moose. And yeah. He hit one on a motorcycle?
And then,
bullshit. Bullshit.
Conveniently, myself, Mary, John, and Tom are all at Derp's because we were en route to Fisher's place, Joe Jeff's place up in Maine. So we had four Graffs and Adam hyped up and ornery about an argument. And it was mayhem. It was just wild.
Yeah, nah, I don't.
No fucking way you could kill a moose. You listen to me. No way.
No, there is no. You're not killing a moose. You're going to die. The moose is going to walk right off like, what the fuck just happened? It's a fucking moose.
Guess maybe if you hit it in the knee just so.
I feel like you're going to just hit like...
Let's although that's the
your
thing.
Your
head's
going to
hit
its stomach and then it's
you
just...
You go for... When you're fighting a big guy, you go for the knees. So
my
if you
argument,
go for the moose's knee...
My argument is, suppose it was a guy with apes, real apes.
Yeah.
And he's seen a moose come and he pulls his hands away from his bars. The bars just rip all the guts out this moose.
Mm.
But,
and he gets a face
but the other side
guts.
Of the rib cage is falling along, is coming along with the moose.
Yeah.
And the moose drops down on top of him. Bike keeps going. Moose is now on top of this man.
Definitely.
The bike took most of the brunt and killed the moose, but the man is now underneath this moose.
I don't think he's going
to thus, work. Four strong backs needed to pick up this
eviscerated,
moose.
Eviscerated the moose.
I like the four strong backs line.
That's a fucking Harley douchebag fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eviscerated moose.
Eviscerated moose.
Four strong backs.
I was saying four strong backs.
That's a good band name, too. Yeah.
Shit. So Deuce, how's life down there?
Fantastic. You should come out to Syracuse more, man.
I will come out to Syracuse. I'm not doing shit.
I feel like you won't.
You fall out an old man.
Like dude, you missed. You're going to have to listen to the podcast.
God damn it.
You're
going to have to listen to the podcast involving right. yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
My favorite podcast is the one with me in it.
Makes sense.
Same except for me. Yeah. I'm an old spoiler alert.
Yeah, you know.
Hmm. I don't know. What else we got? I wish we had, like, I wish Mike had the articles. This would be perfect. Because
yeah.
then, normally...
We got some tertiary...
I got, like, a job
interviews.
Now to do during the week. I can't just peruse
normally...
You fucking mean. You yeah, don't do work at your
no,
job.
No, I do. I'm exhausted from it all. I haven't taught full days in, like, 2 years. And I don't know if you can call what I did in Niagara Falls teaching. So maybe even longer.
You're giving away where you work.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I did. That's what I did in Niagara Falls. I babysat.
Normally, Mike does three articles and then a fake one, and we have to guess which one is the fake one.
Gotcha.
But like the three
have
articles
you never
are
listened
ridiculous.
To an episode?
I don't
no,
think
I
that,
have.
So
only a couple of them.
Here's
though.
A go back and listen.
Here's
to
a funny
Ball
angle
Z
to this:
draft.
Is that
that's I heard that mentioned in I think last week's or whatever it was.
We allude to
it.
It
gets
yeah.
mentioned pretty much.
I'm kind of mad we didn't do that. Like I want to be part of that.
The Dragon Ball
we can redraft.
Yeah,
I'm down to redraft
because you asked me about the Seinfeld stuff. And I don't know.
Yeah,
Dragon Ball Z.
We're doing
that
next week. Yeah, we're doing that next week. Teaser for the Seinfeld draft.
Yeah.
For all the listeners
featuring Jeff Palmer.
For all the listeners that are not also in the group chat.
You know what? There's got to be at least one.
I don't know who that even would be.
Garrett Blackwell, maybe? Does he
I hope he's not a bull moose. He's left-handed.
No, I already
I just switched.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, what?
All this talk about moose.
What was I going to say? I don't know.
Yeah. It takes more than that to kill a bull moose.
Pow!
And that's why I don't believe it.
Rouse, hand me one of those guns.
Because no matter what you said. Yeah, we found some guns in our ceiling.
Yeah, talk about that. That's
you
a
found
good
guns
topic.
In
oh, yeah,
the ceiling.
That's fine.
Also, talk about you own a house. We've been skirting around.
We talked
so
about the house.
Oh, wow.
We talked about a precast.
We're in your house.
Yeah, this is my
house.
Is,
yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah,
we found
you
those
guys
two
did
guns
not just
in
burst
the ceiling.
In. I told you to burst in
well,
not
you know,
knowing which house it was.
We drove by a couple. I'm like, I don't know which house it is.
I already
to be
said
fair,
this...
we don't have house numbers out there yet.
Well, I mean, that's kind of, yeah, the issue.
Also,
it's
I already
dark
said
and...
this.
Yeah, I just took a gamble.
But this is not Wyoming County. It's not implicit that someone's going to shoot you if you open up the door.
So there you go.
It is still eerie.
Well, unless you have seen
I will say, though, the people next door, they have semi-bushes.
Mm.
I don't know if you're familiar.
No.
You know how I have...
Semi-automatic bushes.
Lawnmower bushes.
Sure.
They have semi-truck bushes.
Oh. Okay, now I know.
And I've been, I want to talk to these people and see if I can maybe figure out how to cultivate my bushes into being semi-truck bushes. Because I would like to grow semis.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
So
you
want to
evolve. Yeah,
a lot of time and caring would go. You know,
it seems to
really
be.
It's like when Mr. Krabs had the calculator that became a cash register.
Exactly. You got to evolve it into the next.
You got to work your way up.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I like that. I like that. There's a semi trucked in your neighbor's yard. They're parked in your neighbor's yard.
They toot every time they go to leave.
They drive out. Some just let everybody know they're leaving. Then
yep. Yep. That's what happens.
Wait. So explain these ceiling guns.
Yeah,
talk about what do you mean? So we were fucking around in the ceiling out of over the garage there, trying to see what, you know, we could find up there. Because there's a bunch of stuff.
Pretty good find, I think, so far.
Yeah, and that was right up there where these two guns. There's a 12-gauge shotgun and there's a 22 rifle. So we gotta properly clean those up. There are more beers out in the garage, but they're not cold.
I mean, the garage is...
They're in the garage. Cold. They might be cool.
Yeah, right? Bring a bunch outside. In and put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
I don't know where they came from, though.
Well, shit. Lights. I've exhausted. I've blown my load. I blew my load after I said the first fucking topic, honestly. I only had one topic on this thing. When you guys called, right?
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, why don't you tell me some topics? I didn't have any topics.
I figured. That's why you're like, oh, I can't let you know what we're talking about.
You're going to have to see what they are on the cast.
Yeah. We then immediately sat down and came up with topics.
Makes sense.
We got these five.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I don't remember.
I was attacked by a MILF a couple weeks ago.
You were attacked by a MILF? Been
there. Yeah.
Our friend who shall not be named has been there.
That was an actual attack. I don't know what happened with you.
No, I mean, I was assaulted, if anything.
What did you do?
Well, so, Graf was there. Doucher was here.
Yeah.
Well, he was there. We were at the Ohio thing for the bachelor party.
MILFs in Ohio.
Yep. So... This people were dancing, you know, there was a band playing. It was kind of a low key, just two guys playing acoustic guitars, which was kind of nice. And then this bachelorette party came, and they all had those stupid fucking fanny packs that said words on them. One said, I'm the drunk, and then the MILF had just MILF. That's how I know she was a MILF. So
you allowed to call her that.
You took her words.
On her name.
That's what I mean. She's labeling herself MILF, so I had to assume.
Don't take her words.
Her words, not yours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She chose. I didn't,
not the
you know?
Yeah.
So then they tried getting people to dance, and they came over to us, and I instantly said, fuck no. So I honked down on my chair.
You
and
should have popped your shirt off.
Hey, well, see,
that's
I
a good defense
I threw a JT. She's like, oh, JT, you got this.
Yeah, okay.
And then I forced JT into it. And then she came back, and she's like, you're dancing. I'm like, I'm not. And again, launched down on my lawn chair.
Right.
And then she took.
She's not moving you, dude. You're solid.
No.
You're solid.
You would be surprised because she grabbed my chair and dragged me about 30 feet into the middle of the dance floor.
Damn, dude.
And then I said,
was
well,
she
I...
cut? Was she like super
I mean, she was a big MILF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, she
I'm
was...
I'm thinking she's cut, and if she's moving you.
Man, remember this MILF
remember
is
MILF
cut.
Attacked me? Dragged me across the dance floor? Or were you just...
Not in the slightest. What are you talking about?
Wait, no, he might have been his blackout sleep.
I was blackout.
You might have been your blackout sleep.
No, he was there.
6 days in a row.
He was there.
Oh, no, because you were talking to the girl.
Right
yeah. Remember the... No, but remember he walked back that we found him wandering.
No, he struck out there and then went home.
You're right.
Oh, you're talking Tom's bachelor
days? Yes. With the girl that... I can't remember her name. I know you don't.
Yeah, we know.
I don't remember that.
I know you don't. And
that was
no, the MILF that ripped me out.
Right there.
Yeah.
But lo and behold, so I had to dance with these random girls, but I didn't dance.
You should have sat in your chair in the dance floor.
Well, I did that, but it was weird.
No, he got up.
So then I said,
and there's all these women dancing around.
And remember, I threw JT out in the crowd.
Right.
Yeah. So who
like
does
a sacrificial lamb.
Yes,
so who does
yes.
he start dancing with? Him
so
and
me
JT.
And JT. So me and JT just started dancing. And but like it was just like weird. And then this old man in Crocs. He's like,
well, at least he's comfortable.
Well, yeah, you know, but he looked like his old, like, he had earrings, like, he could hang for a little bit.
Definitely
a
Vietnam vet.
Definitely a Vietnam vet.
Okay.
He's like, I'll show you how it's done. And he literally got up and started doing a fucking, like, Irish jig right on the field.
Oh, shit. Like a river dance?
Literally, like, a crazy fucking leprechaun, man.
That's sick as fuck.
Yeah, and then.
Did this man have an advancing hairline? So, like, think about when your hair.
Like, my kind of hairline,
or
worse?
When your hair starts to go bald, it's receding hairline, right?
Yeah.
But if it starts going bald from the back forward, it's advancing.
No, I guess.
It's advancing. So I knew this guy who fits that description.
Yeah, I don't think
his name was Rizzo, and he had an advancing hairline. It looked like he had one of them Pidgeotto.
I met a man named Chili Dog at Fontana Dam.
But it was going back this way, but then he was also bringing it up this way.
Oh, that's weird. So he just comes to a point?
It was just like a loose spike, and then he would keep it about 6 inches long.
That's too long.
But and then he would just slick it down, so it was like a Pidgeotto.
I don't like that at all.
It was like, it's like a weird like rhinoceros horn.
Could he river dance? Why are we talking about
that? I don't know. But I imagine that would be something that he would do, is that's river right. dance.
I ran a Pidgeotto one time. When I had a hawk and I just...
Oh, yeah.
No, that's true. Horse mane.
That's true.
Well, that's really all you can do when you get a hawk.
It's only horse mane if you got one way. Yeah, well, that's fucking a pain in the cock, yeah.
All
right, yeah.
All right.
Or you
at
just...
At like a
you just use the... That's true. You just use the... You use Elmer's glue and just never sleep. Or never shower, I'm sorry.
Never sleep.
I don't think you're sleeping.
If you sleep, it'll fuck it up too, honestly. Yeah.
Just always sleep on your side.
That's true. I don't know. I'm out of topics. I don't know. What do you guys got? You can keep it going.
I don't know.
That's all we got.
That's all we got, boys. That's all we got. I've blown my wad.
Fighting an old man.
Yeah. All right. Hit the old space there.
Fuck off.